This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans are going to have to wrestle with what the National Weather Service calls a very dangerous ice event. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says weather conditions could be downright dangerous for travelers.
We're expecting several rounds of freezing rain to impact portions of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, even into Tennessee.
More than 1,000 flights were canceled and many more delayed in Texas on Monday. But he says it won't last the entire week.
It's really today, tonight, Wednesday, even into Wednesday night. But finally, by Thursday, it looks like we'll see improving conditions.
I'm Donna Warder.
Tyre Nichols' family is preparing for his funeral tomorrow at a church in Memphis. The AP's Norman Hall with the latest on the investigation into his death.
Memphis police officials say two more officers have been relieved of duty for their roles in the arrest, beating, and death of Tyre Nichols. Five fired officers already face murder indictments. A sixth officer, Preston Hiphill, is heard on the video saying he stunned Nichols and that he hoped officers would stop him as well. Meanwhile, fire department officials announced the firing of two emergency medical technicians and a lieutenant. The department says the three failed to adequately assess Nichols' condition. I'm Norman Hall.
The number of dead in that suicide bombing of a mosque in Pakistan has now reached 100. Hundreds were wounded. Authorities have not determined who was behind the bombing. A Taliban commander tweeted responsibility, but a Taliban spokesman pushed back on that hours later. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is wrapping up a two-day visit to Israel and the occupied West Bank with appeals for Israeli-Palestinian calm after an alarming spike of violence. Police in Lakeland, Florida, looking for the shooters after a drive-by shooting injured 10 people, two critically. Police think drug sales were going on. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has word of a kidnapping suspect in Oregon.
A man at the center of an intense police search in Oregon after a violent kidnapping last week was released from custody in October 2021 by Nevada prison officials on the same day he was transferred to the state's custody to serve a kidnapping sentence. Benjamin Foster faced decades in prison in Nevada after he was charged in 2019 with five felonies, including assault and battery. But he cut a deal with prosecutors. He was released the same day he arrived because the judge in his case factored into Foster's punishment the 729 days he'd spent in jail awaiting trial. The victim in the Oregon case was found unconscious and bound in Grants Pass on January 24th. She was hospitalized in critical condition and has not regained consciousness since then. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is $3.50 a gallon this morning, 31 cents higher than a month ago, 6 cents higher than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.